This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The nation's unemployment rate continues to climb. Now stands at 8.5%. Government figures released yesterday show that 663,000 Americans lost their jobs last month, which is a staggering number. But more so is that over the past 12 months, more than 5 million people have lost their jobs. Just about every sector of the economy is reeling, and that includes export-related industries. At the conclusion of the G20 Economic Summit this week, President Obama spoke of what he called the drastic decline in U.S. exports over the last few months.
You look at a company like Caterpillar in my home state of Illinois, which up until last year was doing extraordinarily well. In fact, export growth was what had sustained it even after the recession had begun.
But Caterpillar lost more than 20,000 jobs this year. And a loss that big means fewer jobs for the truck drivers, dock workers, and shippers who move their products. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
It's a cold and blustery day on the waterfront at the Port of Tacoma in Washington State. The weather is a bit like the climate facing the nation's exporters. Port spokeswoman Tara Matina says export traffic here at one of the busiest cargo container facilities on the West Coast is down nearly 28% for the first 2 months of 2009.
And that's pretty significant. What we would normally see is a lot of the raw materials that we produce here in Washington or that come from inland markets that we would be sending to Asia, things like paper and wood products.
And steel and parts for automobiles and Boeing airplanes. But as worldwide demand for those products tumbles, workers in those industries get laid off, and there's less work for the truck drivers and the longshoremen who would handle the cargo. Seattle-area economist Richard Conway says the decline in exports is a sharp reversal from the way things were in early 2008.
Well, I think the thing that strikes me most is the fact that a year ago we were counting on exports to support the economy. Today, exports are a drag on the economy.
It wasn't that long ago that U.S. exports were increasing. Now they're falling, off about 15% compared to last year, according to IHS Global Insights. At a time when lots of American goods were being sold abroad, hundreds of thousands of trade-related jobs were created here. But now those jobs and hundreds of thousands of others are disappearing. The biggest factor affecting exports is, of course, the plunge in economic activity around the globe. But there are other problems, too. Tim Shipke cites the global credit crunch. Just like it's difficult to get credit here,
it's much more difficult, in fact harder sometimes, to get overseas credit lines.
And Shipke, who heads a government-funded export finance assistance program, says currency exchange problems also play a role. Foreign companies sometimes have trouble getting U.S. dollars, the currency they need to buy American goods.
If they go to their bank and the government has exchange controls or something, they can't get the dollars, they can't buy the goods.
Right now, the dollar is rising against the euro and other currencies, and that makes American goods more expensive. Just ask Mike Schopert of the Tomco Marine Group in Laconer, Washington. Some of his company's very high-end cruising yachts are sold in Europe, where the company has one European competitor.
When the dollar is rising against the euro, our boat costs more than the European boat, you bet.
In short, it's a very difficult time for American companies trying to sell things abroad, and it's likely to get worse, which means still more export-related workers are likely to lose their jobs. They won't be the only ones. While the Federal Reserve says unemployment is expected to reach 8.8%, many economists say it will rise above 10% before the U.S. economy turns around. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.